天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听天路导向节目，我是舒雅。今天麦克牧师将跟我们讲一个新的主题，那就是永不放弃。那说到放弃呢，我真的是一个非常有发言权的人了。我呢是一个在坚持这方面很软弱的人，非常容易放弃。那如果有时间的话，我今天可以跟大家分享一下。但言归正传，今天麦克牧师将跟我们谈一谈我们对神耶稣基督的信心，还有无论我们遭遇什么样的逆境，什么样的困难，我们心中仍然保有对真理永不放弃的精神是多么的重要。那我们现在就把时间交给麦克牧师。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
I am so glad that you have joined us on this broadcast.
我很高兴你收听我们这个节目。
I hope that you can join us next week at the same time on this radio dial.
希望下次节目时间你仍然收听这个频率。
Today and for the next several weeks, I will be talking to you about the importance of never giving up.
从今天开始和往后几个星期，我要和你谈谈永不放弃是多么重要。
The Bible said that in the last days, the love of many will grow cold.
圣经说，在末日的时候，很多人的爱心将变得冷淡。
That because of persecution, some will be tempted to give up.
因为受到逼迫，有些人就会萌生放弃的念头。
But if you are rooted in Christ, you will always blossom where you are planted.
但你的信心如果扎根在基督里，无论任何处境都会开花结果。
It doesn't matter where you are planted.
不论你身处什么环境。
If like Joseph you are put in Pharaoh's prison, you will rise to be the prime minister of Egypt.
就像约瑟，即使被关在法老的监牢里，也能提升为埃及的宰相。
If like Daniel, you are put in the den of lions, you will rise to be in charge of the Persian Empire.
就像但以理，即使被丢在狮子坑里，也会成为波斯帝国的总管。
If you are put in the fiery furnace, you will rise to testify to the king.
即使被丢在熊熊烈火中，也可以毛发不损地向国王做见证。
If you are put in the desert, you will bloom.
即使身处沙漠也可以绽放花朵。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is with you.
因为神与你同在。
Paul's second epistle to Timothy tells us that.
保罗在提摩太后书里告诉我们。
It offers encouragement to stand in tough times and in hostile environments.
若在艰难和敌对的环境中坚守立场，就能带来鼓舞。
This is a very powerful and moving epistle.
这是一卷非常有力又感动人心的书信。
According to the book of Acts, we know that the apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
根据使徒行传，我们知道使徒保罗曾被囚禁于罗马的监狱里。
For the first time, for at least 2 years.
第一次，他最少被关了两年。
He was falsely accused of inciting insurrection against Rome.
他被诬告煽动反叛罗马政权的罪名。
But then he was freed for the lack of evidence.
但后来因罪证不足获得释放。
Then he went to Spain to preach the gospel.
之后他又到西班牙去传福音。
At that time, there was a great persecution against Christians.
那时候基督徒受到极大的逼迫。
So when he came back to Rome, he was arrested again.
所以他回到罗马时再度被拘捕。
But by this time, Paul has aged.
这时候保罗已经上了年纪。
And he sat in a very dark dungeon.
他被关在黑暗的地牢中。
Which became the road to death.
不久之后，即将面临死亡。
And if you visit Rome today, you can see that dungeon.
今天你若到罗马去游览，仍可以看见这地牢。
You can see the small room with no opening except a small hall in the center of the ceiling from which food and water would drop down to him.
你会看见一间狭窄的牢房，除了顶上有个送水和食物的洞口之外，别无门窗。
They had no window through which Paul could see the outside world.
那儿没有窗户让保罗看看外面的世界。
Oh, it must have been cold and damp, especially in the winter time.
那里必定是又冷又湿，尤其是在冬天。
We don't know how long the Apostle Paul was in that miserable place.
我们不知道保罗在这凄惨的地方待了多久。
But we know that from that dungeon he was led to the place of his execution on the Appian Way.
但我们知道他是从这地牢被送上断头台的。
There he laid down his gray head upon a great stone.
在那里，他的头被放在一块大石头上。
And the executioner's axe decapitated him his head.
然后刽子手把他的头砍了下来。
And at that moment, Paul was absent from the body and present with the Lord.
那一刻，保罗离开了他的身躯，永远与主同在。
And just before his death, Paul wrote this moving works to his trusted disciple and friend Timothy.
在他临死前，保罗写了这封感人的信给他的徒弟，也就是他的挚友提摩太。
God, in His mercy, preserved this second epistle to Timothy for us for more than 1900 years.
慈悲的神保存了这卷提摩太后书，直到1900多年之后传给我们。
So that you and I today may know it and be encouraged in the midst of defeat.
因此，你和我今天得以读这卷书，并在我们失败时仍然得着鼓励。
So that you and I may find joy in the midst of despair.
让我们在灰心失意时仍能得着喜乐。
Paul knew Timothy very well.
保罗非常了解提摩太。
And he knew his strength and knew his weaknesses.
他知道提摩太的优点和弱点。
Paul knew that Timothy, like most of us, was prone to self-pity.
保罗知道提摩太和大多数人一样，很容易就会自怜。
Prone to discouragement.
很容易灰心。
And was tempted to give up.
并且想放弃。
Timothy was apparently a timid person and not very courageous.
很显然的，提摩太是个内向又胆小的人。
People around him tended to take advantage of his timid temperament.
他周围的人常因着他的内向而占他便宜。
As Paul contemplated his own death.
当保罗想到自己就快面对死亡了。
He looked to Timothy to stand up.
他要提摩太坚强起来。
And battle for the truth of the gospel.
为福音真理而战。
Paul urges Timothy to never, never, never give up in the battle for the truth.
保罗力劝提摩太永远永远不要放弃为真理而战。
In fact, this is the message of this letter.
事实上，这正是这卷书信的信息。
Don't ever give up.
永不放弃。
This is an urgent appeal from the dying apostle.
是这位即将死亡的使徒所发出迫切的呼吁。
Don't ever give up.
永不放弃。
Timothy must do four things.
提摩太必须做四件事。
In chapter 1,
在第一章里,
he must uphold the truth of the gospel.
他必须持守福音真理。
In chapter 2,
在第二章里,
he is not to be afraid to suffer for the gospel.
他不应该惧怕为福音受苦。
In chapter 3,
在第三章里,
he is to be steadfast and faithful even when others falter and fail.
即使别人都退缩失败，他必须坚定不移，忠心到底。
In chapter 4,
在第四章里,
He is to proclaim the truth with such urgency that some may think that he's fanatic.
他要热诚迫切地宣讲真理，即使别人以为他是癫狂的，都在所不惜。
I believe that God is calling a whole generation of young Timothys.
我深信今天神要呼召年轻的一代的提摩太。
Young Timothys who by the power of God's Holy Spirit will not be ashamed of the truth of the gospel.
这一代年轻的提摩太靠着圣灵的大能将不以福音真理为耻。
Young Timothys who will guard it until Jesus comes back.
这一代年轻的提摩太将护卫真理直到主耶稣再来。
If you look around you,
当你放眼看看四周，
You see people in the church denying the truth of the gospel.
竟然会看见在教会里有人否定福音真理。
So in chapter 1, Paul counts himself among the apostles.
所以保罗在第一章里声明自己是一位使徒。
He too had met the risen Christ.
他也曾见过复活的基督。
He too was commissioned by Christ to preach the gospel.
他也是被基督差派去传讲福音的。
And so he can tell his son in the faith the following things.
因此他对因信成为他儿子的提摩太说。
He said he's praying for him day and night.
他昼夜为提摩太祷告。
He said he remembers Timothy's with tears of sympathy.
他带着体谅的眼泪思念提摩太。
He remembers Timothy's strong faith.
他想起提摩太坚强的信心。
He remembers how Timothy was commissioned to preach the gospel.
他记得提摩太如何受托付去传福音。
He remembers how Timothy received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他记得提摩太如何接受圣灵的恩赐。
These must be all encouragements for Timothy.
这些都成为提摩太极大的鼓励。
Are you discouraged today?
你今天感到灰心吗?
Remember that someone is praying for you.
请记住,有人为你祷告。
God is watching over you.
神看顾着你。
He will never forsake you or forget you.
他永不离弃你,绝不遗忘你。
Shake off your discouragement.
摆脱你的灰心沮丧吧。
Don't let your discouragement keep you down.
不要让灰心拖垮你。
Don't let fear paralyze you.
不要让恐惧使你瘫痪。
Don't let timidity imprison you.
不要让胆怯拘禁你。
Don't let the lack of courage control your life.
不要让懦弱控制你的生命。
Paul explains to Timothy the following.
保罗对提摩太解释说
Fear is of the devil.
恐惧来自魔鬼。
And the devil is a liar.
魔鬼是个大骗子。
And because the devil is a liar,
因为魔鬼擅长说谎,
he will dress up fear in different clothes.
他把恐惧伪装起来,
he may present fear as being wise.
让人以为恐惧是聪明的表现,
he will present fear as being cautious.
让人以为恐惧是谨慎的表现,
or as it is not your calling to witness.
或者让你以为神没有呼召你去做见证。
Jesus often said, "Fear not."
耶稣常说，不要惧怕。
Fear not life. Why?
不要惧怕活着，为什么呢
？Because I am the way, the truth, and the life.
因为我就是道路、真理、生命。
Fear not death.
不要惧怕死亡。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I am he who lived and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore.
因为我是那位曾死过又活了的。看哪，我要活到永永远远。
Fear not the unknown.
不要惧怕未知的事。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
因为我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是初，我是终。
Paul learned a very important lesson in his life.
保罗在他的人生中学到重要的一课。
What was it?
是什么呢?
That the best antidote to fear,
解除恐惧的良药。
The best antidote to fear is to trust the God who is in full control of your life.
解除恐惧的良药 就是信靠那位完全掌管你生命的主宰。
Let me tell you a quick story.
让我很快地讲个故事给你听。
When I was a little boy,
当我小时候
there was a boy who was bigger than me.
有个块头比我高大的男孩。
And he always wanted to fight me.
他老想和我打架。
And I didn't like to fight him because he was bigger than me.
我当然不愿意和他打，因为他块头大。
One day, when I was walking with my big brother,
有一天我和哥哥走在一起。
I walked straight up to that boy.
我走到那男孩面前。
And I punched him in the stomach.
在他肚子上打了一拳。
Where did I get this courage?
我哪来的勇气呢？
I had my big brother walking with me.
我有哥哥跟我在一起。
I knew that when that boy saw my big brother, he would be afraid and he will not hit me.
我知道那男孩看见我哥哥，他就会害怕，不敢来打我了。
The same thing happens in your Christian walk.
与基督同行也是这样。
Satan can frighten you when you are alone.
当你单独一人时，撒旦会来恐吓你。
But you have Jesus with you.
但当你和耶稣同行，
You have your big brother Jesus with you.
耶稣就像你的哥哥一样和你在一起。
And you can punch him in the nose.
你大可以对准撒旦的鼻子来上一拳。
Have you stopped being effective for God?
你是否失去了侍奉神的果效？
It is because you have begun to believe Satan's lie.
因为你开始相信撒旦的谎言。
Are you afraid of doing something great for God?
你是否害怕为神做大事呢？
You must have believed Satan's lie.
你必定是听信了撒旦的谎言。
It is one thing to fail.
失败是一回事。
It is something else to stay down in your defeat.
从此一蹶不振是另外一回事。
Remember the Bible said,
要记住圣经说，
No weapon that formed against you will prosper.
拿着武器来攻击你的都不会兴旺。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？
Remember this.
请记住。
The devil may bark.
魔鬼能吼叫。
But he can't bite.
却不能咬伤。
Why?
为什么？
Jesus knocked his teeth out on the cross of Calvary.
因为耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上把撒旦的牙都打掉了。
The devil may roar.
魔鬼能咆哮。
But that's the only noise he can make.
但他只能用声音吓唬人。
He is a toothless lion.
他是只没牙的狮子。
And that is why Paul is telling us in 2 Timothy, never give up.
所以保罗在提摩太后书告诉我们，永远不要放弃。
He tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love and self-control.
他告诉我们，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
I hope that this message has been straight to your heart.
我盼望这篇信息深入你心中。
It comes from our heart.
这是发自我内心的。
Believers all over the world are tempted to give up.
世上各地都有信徒萌生放弃的念头。
And it is the number one temptation for ineffectiveness in the ministry.
这是头号的引诱，叫我们的侍奉失去果效。
People may be going through the motions of ministry, but have given up inside.
有些人虽然维持外表的侍奉，不停的工作，但内心已经放弃了。
I am praying that God will use this word to revive your spirit.
我恳求神使用这信息来振奋你的心灵。
That you may renew your covenant with the Lord.
更新你和神之间所立的约。
And start a new road to ministry and service for the kingdom of God.
并开拓侍奉的新领域。为神国的事工而努力。
And that your life will be truly blessed of God.
我也求神让你的生命真正蒙福。
I want to pray with you to that end.
我愿意和你共同接力祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊，
We thank you for these words from the Apostle Paul.
感谢你赐给我们保罗所写下的话语。
We thank you that they are relevant today.
直到今天仍与我们息息相关。
We thank you that they are words of encouragement.
感谢你这些都是鼓励我们的话。
And we pray for everyone who's listening to us right now.
我们为所有收听这节目的朋友祷告。
That they will be encouraged from your word.
使他们都从你的话中得到鼓舞。
That the Holy Spirit will give them the strength and the power to serve with courage.
愿圣灵赐能力，使他们勇敢地侍奉你。
That the Holy Spirit will give them the strength to stand up for the truth.
愿圣灵赐力量，使他们为真理而战。
And that they may never give up.
使他们永远不放弃。
Until Jesus comes back.
直到主耶稣再来。
Amen.
阿们。
当你孤单的时候，不要气馁。当你在十字路口，不要徘徊。
当你难过的时候，擦干泪水。
当失望的时候，不要放弃，不要放弃。
大声唱吧。
非常感谢您的收听。我在节目的开始也有说过，我是一个非常容易放弃的人。在我遇到熟悉或者比较擅长的事情的时候，我都会做得很开心，而且是越做越勇。但是一旦我遇到自己不熟悉不擅长的事情，尤其是做过几次都做不好的时候，我通常都会非常的沮丧，甚至最后就放弃了。除此之外，有时我做事很容易虎头蛇尾，一开始热情饱满，全身心的投入进去，但时间一长就变得越来越冷淡，最终就不了了之了。不知道大家会不会跟我有同感呢？在今天的节目里，我们了解到保罗无论遭遇到什么样的事情，都靠着基督，靠着信心，为我们做了一个永不放弃的好榜样。不仅如此，他还借着书信鼓励提摩太，也激励着我们不要惧怕，不要退缩，为了真理坚持到底。圣经约书亚记一章九节也写道，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。再次感谢您的收听，也谢谢麦克牧师，我们下期再见。
救主，我帮助。